When Simen Tak Peites Sif Ches. A misasek betkiye shofar lehislamed. A person is oisek betkiye shofar. That means he's blowing the shofar, but the reason he's blowing the shofar is lehislamed, to learn, to practice how to blow. And this is in Rosh Hashanah. Lo yotze, and he take blew well. Lo yotze yedei chevosai. But he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. That means mitzvahs tzriches kavone. So when one is blowing the shofar, he has to be mechaven that the purpose of his blowing is because he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. And this person, his intent was to learn how to blow. Case number one. That's the one who's blowing for that purpose. V'chein ha-shemeya min ha-misasek, someone who heard his kailas, is also la-yotza, because that is not considered a tkiyah shel mitzvah.
That's chidush, it's the posh.
I don't know. I mean, that I think that is based, because the old mitzvah tzriches kavone, so it's not considered a tkiyah shel mitzvah. V'chein ha-tekeya l'shoyrer, if the purpose of the tkiyah is for shira, he knows very well how to blow. That's just l'shoyre. He enjoys some of the musical sounds of the shofar. V'lein niskaven the tkiyah mitzvah l'yotza. Melechayre, this is the halacha that mitzvah sriches kabona, that the purpose of the tkiyah has to be l'shem mitzvah. Niskavin Shemeya Lotzeis Yidei Chayvosai. What if the Shemeya wanted to be Yoitzel Niskavin HaToikeya Lahoitzioi, but the Tikeya did not have Kavona to be Moitzi him? So then, Oish Niskavin HaToikeya Lahoitzioi. Now here we have, there is a tkiyah shel mitzvah, but there is another halacha that the tkiyah has to be mechaven to be meitzi him. Or the shemeyah has to have kavana to be yotze with his tkiyahs. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotn Tesvov, Lihislamei, V'imiskavim bozeh gam lotzeis yidei mitzvah. What if he has kavone to be yotze? That means he wants to learn, but at the same time, he has kavona, if it comes out good, he wants to be yotze the mitzvah. So he has a double intent in his blowing. But one of the intents are that he wants to be yotze. Kosa v'li rabbi di yotze, v'hayna ba'osa tkiyis kedin. That means even though there's two reasons why he's blowing, one, he wants to learn how to blow, but if he has the second kavona also, that if he blows good, he wants to be yaitza with the tkiyah, so he's yaitza. For in his kavin, ha-shemeya lot says, but if the shemeya did not have kavona to be yaitza, so it doesn't help. Zemairi, Shabo lebeis haknesses bistomer. That means a person walks into shul. The reason why he walked into shul, he wanted to tell Yankel something there. And that's why he walked into the shul. And he walks in and he hears the blowing shofar now. But he had no intent whatsoever to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. So he's not yotze. Avo, this is a very yisoidus de kechidish. Avo imbole beis haknesses lotzei shidei choyve imatzibo.
But what is, if he came to shul, why did he go to shul? He came to shul, he wants to be yotzei ki yishofa. Af al pi shebisho sheshoma leikivein liboy ela bistamim, he wasn't thinking anything. That means he came to shul, that was the intent, that's why he went to shul. Now, he didn't think of anything. So, but since the purpose of coming to shul was to be the kind, the mitzvah of Shmias Kol Shofar, so even though B'Shas Maisa, when he started listening, he didn't think of anything specifically, Yotze, that's also considered a Kavona Lotzitz. Sif Tes.
Is there such a Rabbi Kivayger that says Baruchas Shabbos HaMesasek, it's not a Maisa?
There's a Rabbi Kivayger in Hilchos Shabbos that says that Misasek is also an Issa, even though you don't bring a Korban, but it's an Issa Deraisa. That's Rabbi Kivayger, what I know,
it
I think.
But does that have the Tshuva?
Yes, you have to do tshuva because it's an Issa D'Oraisa. But here we're talking about, I think, I don't know if they connect them one with the other.
This so is what, the, misasek, what kind of misasek is he here? What
he, kind of, he wants to learn how to blow.
But it's he what he says. It says
that Islam, that's uh-huh. right. Uh-huh. He's Isaac, and there's another purpose of his pa'ula. There's another purpose of his pula. Masasik by Shabbos really is a different case. He wanted to pick up a knife, and while picking up the knife, he was tailish. So there, he didn't want to be tailish. But Al Kaponim.
This is different Masasik.
I could be, it's in Yesod, it's the same, but I don't know if, I mean, if there. I mean, there's a different reason. There's a different intent why this pull is being done. There he's picking up a knife, but the wild person, since he wants to pick up the knife, so he's cutting a mechuba. There's also a different intent. The reason why he's blowing shofar is not for the mitzvah. Misha toka, a person was tekeya. Niskavin lohitzi kol hashemayet kiyosa. Iyet kavone, whoever hears, should be yaitze. Vishama hashemaya, viniskavin lotzi shidei chayvosai. And someone heard and he wanted to be yaitze. Afal pish eina tekeya miskavin leploini ze sheshamat kiyosai, veine yaitai. So even though that means there was a kavone stomis, that whoever wants to be Yaitze should be Yaitze. He, the one who was blowing, was unaware about this person, the Proteus, that he wants to be Yaitze. He was unaware of this person, but he heard a Kavonis Thomas, whoever wants to be Yaitze, I might see him. And this person had Kavonis to be Yaitze. So even though he's unaware of him, he doesn't know him. Yotzo, shrei niskaven lohoitzi lochomi sheyishmeno. Yet kavono, whoever he is, who wants to be yotze, can be yotze. So he doesn't have to be aware personally of this person, as long as he has kavono to be yotze. Whoever wants to be yotze, that's sufficient. The fichach, therefore, mi shehoya mahalach baderech. A person was walking by derech, or yeshev b'seich beisei, or is in his house. V'shama tkiyos mishliach tzibur, and he heard the tkiyos of the shliach tzibur. Yotzom niskav en lotzei. So it means the shliach tzibur bechlal, that the baal tekei and shul bechlal is unaware that there's a person who's walking by derech and hears his tkiyos. But that's irrelevant. Al Kaponim, he was mechaven to be moitzi, whoever wants to be yaitze, and this person had kavod to be yaitze to the yaitze. שלישלי יציב ומסכם לא יצא סרבים ידי חייבוסם. סעולד הסיבה משתמבורי, שישמענו, the kavono was whoever, that was the intent of the Baal Tekeya, whoever will hear him, he has kavono to be moitzi. אבל אם היו תויקים בבייס לחוילה וליולדס. A person came into a house and he's coming to, someone asked him, there's a choyla there that couldn't come to shul, so he should blow for this choyla. So this, the whole purpose of the tkiya was for this choyla. He's unaware of any other people, so he's blowing for this choyla. Vahoya beisai samach levishama lo yotza the mistame le niskam zaloitzi ala choyla mistame. He only had an intent to be mitzi the choyla. Mi shahoya mahalach baderech agavucha, they bring down a, speaking about choylam, they bring down a interesting shayla that there are people, tremendous Balei Chesed and Rosh Hashanah, and they go to hospitals and they come to be Moitzi, different people in different rooms to be Moitzi them with Tkiyah Shayf, Mamash Tzadikim, they come to be Moitzi them. But you have to understand, there's, you have a tremendous hospital, there's, let's say, this 100 rooms he's going to go to, and this person, if he's going to blow 30 koilas for each person, he won't have the koyach to blow for all 100 people. So what should he do? So they say, Amar dekezach, he should blow 10 koilas. 10 koilas, meikar adin, tashrat, tashat, and tarat. Tkiyah shvorim truah tkiyah, tkiyah shvorim tkiyah, tkiyah truah tkiyah. She brought these 10 koilas, and according to some shitas that yoytze, and with that will be able to blow for many more people. Al kaponim, let's go back to our halachim.
He makes a bracha for in each room for each person.
Would be preferable if they should make the bracha. No, it would be preferable they should make the bracha.
They should make the bracha.
Uh-huh.
Can't blow one set in the U.S.
room. The different rooms. The 10 floors and those. He can get
the same floor.
They can all get together and listen to Gavaldic. We're talking about that Ahman and Islam, there's many patients and Mishaim Alech Vederech in his Kabbalot says. So it says the Loshan is a person was Mahalech Vederech. It's very interesting. A person was Mahalech Vederech. Im niskaven lotzis, if he has kavone to be yoytze, he's yoytze. So the Yerushalmi says, leishonu elo bo'iver. Davke, if he was walking, then you need niskaven lotzis. Avo bo'imeid, but if he's standing, chazoke kiven. Then you don't need to know that he was Mechavim. So you have to understand what Yerushalmi is speaking about. I'm a lawyer rabbi, shekosim the kabonis Yerushalmi, bo'iver, vo'imid lishmoye kilt keys. A person was walking by derech, and he remembers he stood still to hear the keys. The ozam rinon, so now we have a very interesting case. Person was walking by Baderech, and then he heard the keys and he stopped to listen, and then he continued walking. And later, he does not remember when he stopped, was he mechaven to be yoytze, yes or no? He doesn't remember. So now the halach is as follows. The ozam rinin, avdeinu zeicher, in Kivein Ozlot says he does not remember when he stopped. I can assume if he stopped mistame, he was mechazon to be yotzen. You can assume that, and he doesn't have to worry about now hearing tkiyah shayfon reish hashanah. Avok shahoya oimed bebeisel lemrina chazokim kiven. If a person was in his house and he was standing, they heard the tkiyah, so there is no hoichoche from that when he stood that he was mechazon to be yotzen. Anu halach, suma chayev betkiyas. A person who's blind is chayev betkiyas. We'll come back to this in a minute to understand this. Vimhaya muzik liskoya b'chol shana. There was a person, he had a chazoke, he wasn't a shul, but he was the Baal Teker. Visilkuo. And Lamaise, he became blind, and they became blind, and they told him, Shuldik, you're blind, we don't want to use you. Im layimsu boki kemoise, if they don't have someone who can blow as well as he can blow, yachsiru limnuyab, so they should take him back. Lachatchila ein lesal kerineshu sume. Now we have to understand what we're talking about over here. So let us give a little hakdome. There's Ashitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Asume is potter min a mitzvahs. Ashitas Rabbi Yehuda. Asume is potter from all mitzvahs. What?
Chashuv ke'ani.
Chashuv? Kimeish. Yeah. Okay, that's another thing. But al kaponim in chiyuv mitzvahs is ashitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda sumas potam in a mitzvahs. And Tosfos says, afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayim midarabonim. Fine. Now there's ashitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim that holds we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That means roiv poiskim hold we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So sumas chayim in all mitzvahs. There are some, but there's a shittas that Rabbeinu Yeruchim that holds that we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So now this was the story. The story was that there was a shul. They had a Baal Tekeya, and the Baal Tekeya became blind. So someone once saw this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Ben Yeruchim says that Suma is potam in the mitzvahs. Now we're going to have a Baal Tekeya who's only chayiv midarabonon, and we're chayiv min ha-toire. So this Boki, who saw this Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he comes to the president of the shul, we have to be mesalek this Baal Tekeya, because according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we're not yoitze. This is a Chuvas HaRadbaz. The Radbaz says, listen, when you paskin, don't just you once saw a sefer, there's a poisik that holds like that. That doesn't mean that that's the halacha. Oh, but that was a Maisa Shehoya. So they were mesalik him. Ben Yeruchim. He brought the sefer. Look, Ben Yeruchim says, Asum is bot. Al Koponim. So that's that. So the Radbaz said, it's not true. It's not true that Sumer Chayavit Kiyas. That's not we. The Mika din we paskin the sumnes chayim with keys. Yeah.
It's
all mitzvahs. Yeah. Vimhaya muzik letchayev b'chol shana v'silku. But what is if they? The lemaisa they were mesalakim already. They were mesalakim finished. Then they were mesalakim. So now the Radba says they were mesalakim. So now we have here like this. We have here, there's no, so if we have someone that can blow as well as him, and they were mesalik him already, and between you and me we have the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim also, so we won't change the matzah. We have someone that blows as well as him, so we won't to say that we took someone else, we won't say that we should. We won't. So im loyim so boki kamayu yachzirim nuyav. That means if he's a more is a better tekei than the one that they got, and we say lamaisa. There's a hidda taka to be yoseh the shisha by Yeruchim, but he's a better tekeya, so that's the bigger hidda. But al kaponim, but so that's the din. That means if the one mesalik him, so if the other one is just as good as him, so we'll leave the other one there. But chadchil that he shouldn't have done it. V'shamat kiz mishliyach tzibo v'vach shloy amad roch b'es haknesses kol kach shev sheshlo yishma kol shefer hakel havorim. We had heard about the shittas haradbaz, shittas hataz, the taz holds that one, if the tki was blown in one rishus and one is standing in a different rishus and he's so far away, it could be that the kol he hears is a distorted kol, so it's not so push it if you're far away from the shul, if you're yaitzer. Now let's start Tak Tzadik. Kamo tekiyos chayiv odom lishmoye b'reish Hashanah. How many tekiyos is one mechuyiv t'reish Hashanah? Teisha. Nine koilos. Lefi shenema true b'yoivul. It says in the Torah, by Yovel, the Shnas HaYovel, they blew Shofar. It says that once true. Ubaraisha Shone, Vishnabe true by Yovel, Baraisha Shone, Sholesh Pomim. That means it says once by Yovel, two times by Raisha Shone. And we learn out one from the other. So it says in the Torah, three times to blow a true. Vachol true, and we have another limud, that whenever one blows a true, pshuto lefoneo upshuto lacheo. There's a tkiye before the true, and a tkiye after the true. Umpiashmu alamdu shekol true shachodesh shviye echad. And we have a gzeirish of it, that the whatever it says by Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are all, we combine them, all. So Teisha Tkiyas Toikim B'chol Echad Mishneim Tarat Tarat Tarat. So the Torah says, we'll see, let's first see the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll understand a little better the Loshon of the Mechaber. B'yayivul U'Bereish Hashanah Sholesh Pomim. It says three times in the Torah, it says once by Yovel and two times by Reish Hashanah Trua. תחשיב בימי הכיפורים של יויבל ועברתו שויפר תרועה. There it says שויפר תרועה, then there was a mitzvah ביויבל, everyone blew שויפר. ובראי שושון נכסיב שעבוסן זיכרן תרועה, ויום תרועה יהיה לכם. We learn out that when one blows a תרועה, there should be פשוטו לפונר, תחשיב ועברתו שויפר תרועה, Mashma havoras koil echod. There should be one koil before the true, lifnei a true. Upshuta lacher d'chsiv taviru shoifer shol chodesh hashvi degamrini shvi shvi l'gzeire shovem. Nama barak sheshana b'chodesh hashvi v'nama b'yevel v'avarta shoifer true b'chodesh hashvi. Now, al kaponim, we learn out from vahavarta, we learn out that it should be one koil. A koil poshut should be before the true. Now, the dirshu brings down over here, perhaps it's a machlekes harishonim, a machlekes the Ramban, and the Ritve, does a tkiya have to be a koil poshut? Does it have to be a straight koil without any wavering in the koil? Does it have to be a pure straight koil? Or if he's blowing one koil, even though it comes out during this koil, could be it goes lower or higher, or it's not a pure koil, but it's one long koil, is one mekayim the mitzvahs tkiya with this also. So there's a mashmois from a Rambam that it has to be one curl, and they bring down the Maral Diskin was Murdig Mahmed, and that he listened that it should be mamish, one straight curl without wavering in any way, which is very difficult to accomplish. And this was a chumra of the Maral Diskin. But they bring down Reiv Poiskim did not accept this chumra. And the Reiv Poiskim they bring down is the Chazaynish, the Stipler, Rabbi Liyashiv, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Erbach. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Erbach said that even though the Maral Diskin was machmer, this is only a hiddur in a chumre ba'alme, so mameil, but me'iker adin, the gedolei hadoreis were mekel, and one is yotze, even though the coil wavers or changes, gets lower or higher, or the al-kaponim, if it's one long curl without a hefsek, this is a shame tekiya. That's the tekiya in Sif Aleph. Now let us see Sif Beis. Trua zu ha'amura b'teire. It says trua nistapek lonu. Now the translation of trua, the Targum says yevovo. Now, Yevovo in Aramish is means a coil of crying. So true as Amura Batoira Nistapik Lonu, what does this mean? Imhi Hayelolo, does this mean Yelolo that someone is weeping, wailing? Sha'onu koirim true, this is what we call a true. Oyimhima sha'onu koirim shvorim, or perhaps it's what we call shvorim, which is a longer koil. The yelola means a very short koilis. Or maybe it's what we call shvorim, which is a longer koil. Oyimhim shneim yachad, or perhaps it's a combination of these both koilos. It's one, first it starts off with longer koilos, and then it goes up to shorter koilos. And this is a type when the person starts crying, perhaps the crying starts like this, that it starts with longer koilos, and then it goes into shorter koilos. So we don't know, and it says, Yevavah. Agavuche, the Dirsha brings down a Meirdike vote from Rabbi Zvi Peterburger. Why, how does, we learn out that it means to cry, because it says by the mother of Sisra, it says, Vatiyavev aim Sisra, that her son was away, and he was fighting with the Eden. And he didn't come back right away, and she was crying. So we learn out, Yevovo, just like she was crying, but it means somehow we learn out from Aim Sisra. So the Shaila is, what connection does the Trua in Rosh Hashanah have to the mother of Sisra who was crying? So Rabbi Zvi Peterburger says, we look in the story over there that he didn't come back yet. So she started crying. So the women told her, what are you worried about? He's if it conquered the Eden. He's busy dividing the loot between them. That means, but don't worry that he's not here in time. He's busy doing something. But see, she still cried. She was afraid. Could be, but maybe not. So Rabbi Zvi Peterburger says that's how the hageshim of a person should be, Rosh Hashanah. That means the Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. Last year I had a Mordecai year, everything went good. Could be this year also be like that. Nothing but to worry about. But could be not. That's what we see from the Aim Sisra. They were trying to convince her. I mean, he had also a track record. All the Melchama Sisra had done, he was successful. But she was still crying. So that's the limud. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. So Memele, one can never be secure and assured that that everything will be good. So therefore there should be a fear in the Rosh Hashanah from the Yom Adin. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Nistapek lana midetargeminon trua yevove. The translation of trua is yevove. One cries and weeps and wails. These are the koilis that should be blown when one blows shofar. V'dain einanu yoidim im hu kodom hagoneach miliboy, which are longer koilis, kiderech hachoile, like someone who's sick, shemashpia koilis k'tzorim, it is krechzing, koil acher koil, umarech bem k'tzas, he's groaning, v'hu anikro goineach, v'hu derech aboiche betchilas b'chiyosoi, when one starts crying, he hears these longer koilis, v'zeh mash onu koirem shvorim, oika odom hamiyalel, or does it mean like someone who's weeping and wailing, umekoinem, shemashmiya koilis k'tzores t'chufes zeh lo zeh, very short koilis, one next to the other, v'hu mash onu koirem t'rua, oi im hu shneyem ke'echot, or is it both together? Shvorim to so Mamele, that is why we blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. Tashat Shalish Pamim. Beim Yoitze Bameshe Toke Tashrat. So Lechayre, the Mishnah Berurah asks, Lechayre, when one blows Tkiye, Shvorim, Trua, Tkiye, so he blew everything already. If it's shvarim, he blew a shvarim. If it's trua, he blew a trua. If it's both, he blew both. The dilme kavonis atoyr al shvarim lechut could very well be, it means one of the, not both, it means shvarim. The kamavsik betrua ben shvarim letkiya choynem. So if it means shvarim, the he blew, so there has to be a tkiya after the Truah, and if Shvorim, if Truah means Shvorim, so it's Mafsik by blowing a Truah after the Shvorim. That's why it has to blow Tkiye, Shvorim, Tkiye. O Machmazeh Atam, so it's Litkoy Gam Kein Tarat, Ven Yoitz B'meshe Toka Tashrat, the Dilme Kavonis HaToyre Al Truah L'chud, Vehivsik mitchile b'shvarim ben tkiya letrua. Now, here the Dirshu brings down there are different minhagim exactly how one blows a shvarim and how one blows a trua. Others learn that a And this he brings down, this was a minig in Poland and Germany and Hungary and by many of the Sfardim, that a shvarim is equivalent to a tkiye. It sounds the same like a tkiye, but it's shorter. So this sole difference between a shvarim and a tkiye is in the length of time The he's blowing the shvarim. That means if he blows it, we'll come to this, we'll elaborate a little. If he blows it too long, it's a tkiye. If it's shorter, then it can't be a tkiye, then it's a shvarim. That is one, that's the minig in many mekaymis, that a shvorim was the exact sound like a tkia, but it was a shorter coil. And then in the litter, there was a different sound completely. The shvorim did not sound like a tkia. It was twatu, twatu, twatu. That was how they blew the shvorim, and there, so mamela, it was mamish a different keilin gansen, and that was the minig in the litter. So we hear
brisky coils,
the what?
Brisky.
Okay, that's the litvisha, yeah.
They blew differently.
That's a different keil for the shvorim, and then the same thing by a true is also. The true and normally is short koilis, and the taimene have a different koil for a true, a koil of a true by the taimene. It's one long koil that goes up and down, up and down, and that is by them a true. The yek is also? Yeah, a wavy koil. There's a charota also. I mean, in every tshuva, there's a charota. There's hope. There's hope that once you get better, but there should be a charota l'sha'ovar. So the crying, al kaponim, there's the Balatanya says there's meriris and there's yiyush. Meriris means that the person regrets what he had done. And that's meridik. That there should be a regret from what if a person did something wrong. And yish means he gives up. It means he's a lost case already. Yish is treif. That's there's no such thing as giving up. But at the same time, there should be a regret for to not forget about it. I mean, not ignore what he had done. He should realize the. How terrible the chet, what he had done. He should realize this. He should not look at it lightly. So that's why this. So that is meriris and yish. I think one paper. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Tshuva is along the mitzvah sefer ha'isa, right?
What?
Tshuva is along the mitzvah sefer.
100%.
Not even a shame.